Nigeria, 13-year-old boy sentenced to 10 years in prison for blasphemy. By Gabrielle Reyes on September 17, 2020. Child rights agency UNICEF on Wednesday called for the Nigerian government to urgently review the case of a 13-year-old boy sentenced to 10 years in prison for blasphemy last month in majority Muslim Kano state, which practices Sharia, the Islamic law. The Kano State Sharia Court at Feli Haki, Kano, convicted Omar Farouk of blasphemy on August 10 for using foul language toward Allah in an argument with a friend and sentenced him to 10 years imprisonment with menial labor. The court tried Farouk as an adult because he has attained puberty and has full responsibility under Islamic law, according to CNN. The sentencing of this child is wrong, UNICEF representative in Nigeria Peter Hawkins said in a press statement. It also negates all core underlying principles of child rights and child justice that Nigeria, and by implication, Kano State, has signed on to. UNICEF urged the Nigerian government to review the teenager's case with a view to reversing the sentence. The same Sharia, Islamic law, court that sentenced Farouk also sentenced 22-year-old Yahya Sharif to death by hanging last month for blasphemy. A musician, Yahya was found guilty of insulting Islam's prophet, Muhammad, in a song he circulated via the WhatsApp messaging app in March. We found out they were convicted on the same day, by the same judge, in the same court, for blasphemy, and we found out no one was talking about Omar, so we had to move quickly to file an appeal for him, Farouk's lawyer, Kola Alapini, told CNN. Blasphemy is not recognized by Nigerian law. It is inconsistent with the Constitution of Nigeria, Alapini explained. Angry mobs descended on Farouk's family home in Kano City after news of his arrest for blasphemy spread throughout the local community. The mobs forced Farouk's mother to flee to a neighboring town, according to Alapini. Everyone here is scared to speak and living under fear of reprisal attacks, he said.